Hey, Chris Mayne has been a terrific player in the AFL with Fremantle and Collingwood, 245 games, and he's got three to go because he yesterday announced that this would be the end of his AFL career, the 2021 season, and he's been good enough to join us today to take us through it. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to be with you. How long has this been playing on your mind, this decision?
It's been probably there about halfway through the year. I've just been thinking that, do I decide to try and go on again? And, you know, after my manager has been speaking with the club, and there's still obviously a little bit of uncertainty around the plans going forward for the club and kind of all the white noise that they were dealing with, there's obviously a little bit of grey area there. So with that kind of in mind, and the fact that, you know, dealing with COVID all the time and not being able to see family, it kind of got a bit closer and closer where I thought, you know what, it's time to go home. It's time to pass the baton on to the young boys coming through. And even though my wife said, you know, look, you know, do we want to go again? You know, you're playing really good footy and, you know, you're still loving it. And I just said, look, I think I've enjoyed my time. I've absolutely loved it. I hope I've been able to pass on a lot of knowledge to the boys. Yeah, looking forward to stepping into the next chapter of life, whether that's coaching or still playing at waffle level, but getting back home, getting to family, and that was the main aim in the end.
Well, your wife's right. You are playing really well, and I saw you in action live last week, and you are playing a terrific role on the wing there for the Magpies as great defensive cover and forward thrusting activity as well. But you talk about COVID there and the impact that's had on your thought process in the last couple of years. Is it just starting to wear a bit thin, is it?
It's just the challenge of obviously being in Melbourne. Both of our families are in WA. Like, my mum and dad have, the last 2 years, planned to come over and see the kids, and both times have been stopped or set back with COVID because of the lockdowns and the challenges that we face. So my mum and dad haven't even seen my little man yet. And they didn't get to see Billy at that stage either. So for me, that's pretty challenging that they haven't been able to be a part of my kids' lives as much as I'd want them to be. And it's the same with Brit's parents and extended family. Like, they're probably not getting that opportunity to be a part of our kids' lives. So with that in mind, and as much as, you know, I love pursuing excellence and chasing, you know, my dream, I just felt that, you know, I've given absolutely everything to this game, to both organisations, no stone unturned. And I just thought, you know what, it's been an absolutely unreal run, but I kind of want to get back home and be around family a bit more, given the uncertainty of what we always seem to face and the challenges that's ahead for us in that regard.
Chris, you are going to get very, very close to 250 games, but you're just not quite going to get there. Obviously, this year there's been some concussions and issues around that, and that kind of has prevented you from maybe making that milestone. Did reaching that milestone kind of play on your mind a little bit with this decision?
Oh, look, I would have loved to have played 250, and like you said before, if it was meant to be, it would have happened. But for me, it's a great achievement to be able to reach milestones like that, but it's not everything in my mindset. You know, I desperately wanted to taste that premiership success and unfortunately fell short twice. And I was fortunate enough to be in a part of two really good groups that always challenged in finals. But, yeah, look, it would have been amazing to play 250, but in the end, you know, I'm still really proud of the achievement I did over my career of 14 years and possibly nearly 248 games. So you never know. I might be picked up as a mid-season recruit next year by Freo West Coast to knock over the next two.
Oh, there you go. We'll keep an eye on that.
The door is ajar.
Exactly. That's definitely think that means it's ajar. Chris, you mentioned the two clubs that you've played with, both Freo and the Magpies. Talk to us about when you did make that move to Collingwood, because it wasn't an easy move for you. Three games in the first season is all that you played, and it did take a while to find your feet in that environment. What was that period of time like for you?
Yeah, at the end of 16, we made a decision, myself and my wife now, that Melbourne was the place to go, and I felt that at the time, for me personally, it was to suppose, challenge myself, see what Melbourne was like and the footy world here, and also for my wife, you know, for her to get back to her career and what she loved doing. So when we made the decision to come, you know, you come across thinking everything's going to go perfectly, and then you kind of hit with adversity and challenges, how it all unfolded. And, yeah, it was a really tough year and well-publicised throughout my journey so far. But, you know, all I have ever wanted to do was, you know, play consistent footy, be a part of a great organisation, you know, do what I can for the team and hopefully win a premiership. And I knew if I could find a way in and I could build that trust amongst the playing group and the club and then let people know exactly kind of who I am and what I'm about and build those relationships, then, you know, I would hopefully see that they the value that they could see in me. And I think it just took time, and I went away after that first year. And as said before, you know, we cancelled our plans for holidays, you know, which was kind of led by my partner, Britt. She just said, look, let's knuckle down. Let's focus on getting ourselves right. And then, yeah, looked at where there was possibly an opportunity to get in the team. And I saw that as a wing or a halfback. So changed a few things around my game, fitness-wise, and then looked at trying to cement that spot. And fortunately enough, it came through.
How difficult was that, Chris? I wanted to touch on this about changing your role within the team. That takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of number of things to be able to reinvent yourself as a footballer coming across from Fremantle. And it's been well documented about the struggles you had early, but to become the reliable player you are now is very different to the player you were.
Yeah, I think I was fortunate enough through my time at Frio under Mark Harvey and Ross that I was kind of exposed to different roles. Even though they were sporadic, but I was exposed to them, so I kind of had a little bit of a taste for it. And then all through my juniors, I played as a midfielder, so I always felt confident that I could execute that role. And given the nature of the role, it can be very sacrificial in that way, that it's all about team, so that really suited me. I love playing the game because it's a team game, and anything that I can do to make my teammates better, I've always thrived off that. And that's probably something when I go out there is if I can make my teammates better and we can get the job done, then I've had a really good day. So, it was a challenge mentally to kind of go, all right, 4 days are pretty much done. I need to focus on wing and halfback to make sure I can get back in this team and hopefully play good footy. So I had great support from Scott. I spoke to him at the end of 17 and he supported me. I think from that moment on, the relationship started to grow and people started to probably see my capabilities. And then when Gary Hocking and Harles became my line coaches, and then when JL came in, I think two great coaches like that, Mbutta and JL, kind of saw my value. And then the relationship that I built with Harles, as I said yesterday in my speech, you know, I'm really thankful to those people because they made my next chapter at Collingwood really enjoyable.
So a tough question for you: what role did you enjoy playing the most? Because I think a lot of footy fans would remember you as the guy that never missed. If you got the ball within 35 metres, you were kicking a goal. You had that amazing run there as a forward, and then, as I said, you've played all these different roles. Is there one that stands out that you like the most?
I think through the different times, obviously I loved 2012 and 13 for that reason. I was that confident in the mind that no matter where I was, I felt like I was going to kick it. And I think the group we had at the time as well, we were really challenging. But I really love playing on the wing and half back. And I think being as a junior, playing in the middle all the time, like I really love the idea of being around the ball. Playing as a forward is an extremely tough role. And I think people out there that, unfortunately, our game is driven by statistics, but yeah, as a forward, when you're out there, you know, if you have a day out, it's normally like 10 disposals and a couple goals. So I love being around the ball as much as possible and then being around half-back because the back six are always such a united group. So for me, I love playing on the wing, but happy to play anywhere, like I said, just to be out there with the boys, you know, fighting it out and getting the job done. And there's nothing better when you sit back after a win and you look around the change rooms and the smiles on the faces. It's pretty unreal.
Take us into that mind of your goal kicking when it was so good. And was it technical or was it mental where you had that amazing run? I think Sherelle would be interested in this with her background, because it was remarkable there for that time.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with goal kicking, as the game's, you know, continuing to create such a demand on the player, you know, the amount of running that's done throughout a game, the role that's expected on the forwards, it's up and down all day. And finally, when you do get your opportunity, it's normally only one or two opportunities you get a game. So that anxiety and stress around, geez, I'm only going to get one or two shots, you know, I've got to make it count, you've already into that negative mindset. So I've always felt that when I was going through my best, my mindset was always positive that I was going to get multiple shots throughout the game, and I didn't let that weigh on me. So I had a really strong process that's all I focused on, and I forgot about the outcome. And it got to a point where that process was all I needed. The biggest challenge is that the mind evolves, and then it starts becoming, well, it's expectation now. I've built this kind of reputation around what I've expected to do, so then you have to adapt with it. And then in 14 and 15 and on, like, my body and mechanics started to change a bit, and then my mindset started to think about other things. So it's always a challenge to be consistent with kicking goals. And I think as a half forward and a medium forward that gets that, you know, one or two shots a game, that's the biggest challenge, is that mental aspect. So if you tell a player to kick it 20 metres to his teammate, he normally hits it 10 out of 10. So, that's probably the biggest aspect of kicking goals in front of the big sticks.
Now, you've mentioned Robert Harvey a few times, Chris. He's currently in the big chair. You may or may not be aware there's a position vacant at the Collingwood Footy Club from a senior coach perspective. How's he going? Has he got what it takes?
Oh, look, I've always been a huge fan of Harv. For that reason, he's great at building relationships. He's very easy to kind of communicate with and approach. I think his knowledge of the game, obviously his own professional life as a player, was outstanding. And I think his time in the game as a coach has been extremely great as well. So I definitely feel like he has what it takes, but it's just where the opportunity comes, whether it's at the Collingwood Football Club or another club. I think he's an extremely valued person to have in an organisation just for that reason.
I think the headline there is "Main Demands Pie Sign Harvey." Something like that.
Definitely. That's the headline.
I'm only playing with you. It's all good.
Not the only playing, but the next headline that comes out is exactly that. I well and truly know what the media's like in Melbourne, and I'm it all the time.
You know what? Now I would love to see it, I must admit. Just to see what happens.
The next headline, Chris, is going to be "Main signs up with Justin Longmuir as assistant coach for 2022.
Ooh.
Geez, that'd be interesting. Look, I think Fremantle and West Coast and other waffle clubs that are there, they know they're all coming home now. So I'm hoping that the conversations can start to progress with myself and my management, and we can find myself in a position that allows me to chase my dreams to be a senior coach one day.
Well, that is real coach speak. You're in the window already. Hey, Chris, you've carried yourself magnificently, I reckon, through your time at Fremantle and your time at the Pies, which didn't start off magnificently, but you always walked tall and did your job for your teammates, and I reckon you'd be one of the guys any footballer across the country would love to play footy with. So congratulations on a great career. You've got 3 games to sort out, the 28-game goalless streak as well. Do something about that for us, can you, in the last 3 weeks?
Now, I will... I've already teed up how I'm going to tell Harz I'm going hard forward. See what he says.
Anyway, scoreboard pressure, we'll call it. Just sell it to him like that. Harz, I'll put scoreboard pressure on.
Yeah, exactly how I'm going to sell it.
Good on you, buddy. Well done on a great career. Look forward to seeing you the last 3 weeks.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.